Chapter 5, Repair Parts Supply Operations. This chapter discusses supply support operations, repair parts supply, and reparables management. Repair parts supply support is a crucial part of all maintenance operations. Maintenance organizations require repair parts, as well as tools and test equipment, to execute their field and sustainment maintenance missions. Replenishment of shop stock and bench stock is critical to preserve readiness. Army supply policy governing supply support operations is found in AR-710-2. Maintenance-related stocks. Units obtain repair parts from the SSA or maintenance shop supply. The SSA performs all functions related to receipt, storage, and issue of supplies for the brigade or within an assigned support area. Maintenance shop supply is the primary focus of this chapter. Shop supply obtains, accounts for, stores, and replenishes supplies required for maintenance operations. Shop supply receives, stores, and issues Class 9 supplies required to support the maintenance mission. AR-710-2 and DAPAM-710-2-1 govern these stocks. A complete understanding of which stocks are authorized will enable a unit to significantly reduce repair time and increase their readiness rates. Deployable maintenance organizations maintain shop supplies separately from the supporting SSA or stock record account. Typically, units store and issue these stocks from vans, trailers, or other conveyances for short-notice deployments. Shop stocks and bench stocks in non-deployable organizations should be stored separately from the supporting SSA. These stocks should be positioned for immediate access by maintenance personnel to achieve maintenance process efficiency in support of the organization, system readiness, and critical Army programs. Field and sustainment level maintenance stocks include the following categories: shop stock, bench stock, and onboard spares. Shop stock and bench stock may consist of repair parts, Class 9, packaged petroleum, Class 3P, and other classes of supply needed to perform maintenance operations. Typically, a unit basic load should contain enough parts to address requirements equivalent to a 14-day projected consumption rate. AR-710-2 states that the unit commander is the approval authority for shop stock, and the maintenance control officer is the approval authority for bench stock. Shop stock. The Activity Maintenance Control Section Office manages shop stock. Shop stocks are demand-supported repair parts and consumable items stocked by MTO, TDA, or Joint Table of Allowances maintenance organizations. These maintenance organizations provide services in response to requests from supported organizations in field commands to meet their commander's mission requirements, or in response to USAMC inventory managers to support Army sustainment programs. Maintenance personnel request shop stock, repair parts, and supplies from their supporting supply activity. Maintenance units only use shop stock for the purpose of maintaining the readiness of the supported units. Shop stock allows maintenance organizations to keep frequently used repair parts and expendable supplies to avoid repair delays and reduce the number of supply transactions. FMTs carry a portion of the FSC's shop stock. The FSC manages the shop stock. Bench stock. The using maintenance activities and sections manage bench stocks. Bench stock consists of low-cost consumables, repair parts, and supplies used by maintenance shop personnel at an unpredictable rate. The maintenance control officer determines stockage requirements based on the criticality of the items that the unit is to repair. Bench stocks typically consist of common hardware, resistors, transistors, capacitors, wire, tubing, hose, ropes, webbing, thread, welding rods, sandpaper, gasket materiel, sheet metal, seals, oils, grease, and repair kits. The repair parts authorized for inclusion in bench stock are small arms repair parts, controlled inventory items coded U. The FMT positions select shop and bench stock items in accordance with priorities and requirements to achieve readiness of a specific supported unit. The FMT replenishes stock based on maintenance actions executed. Note: maintenance personnel must actively monitor the replenishment of shop and bench stocks. These on-hand parts are key drivers for unit readiness. Onboard spares. Onboard spares are repair parts carried on a platform or unit organic equipment authorized by the TM or the commander. The operator or crew manages onboard spares. The logistics system considers onboard spares as consumed for accountability purposes. Units are not required to account for these spares within a logistics information system. The intended use for these items is to support the equipment on which they are mounted. If necessary, onboard spares should be retrograded through the assigned SSA for sustainment repair and return to the supply system. The Electronic Systems Maintenance Warrant Officer, 948 Bravo, and Ordnance Electronic Maintainers in the Organic C&E Maintenance Shop perform brigade, division, and battalion spares management for unique systems, including the WIN-T, Stryker Anti-Tank Guided Missile Vehicle, and other platforms. The C&E Maintenance Shop ensures proper firmware, modification work orders, operating system baselines, security patches, and other specified maintenance. This maintenance is an essential readiness function sustaining a multitude of platforms. See Chapter 7 for additional details regarding onboard spares. Commercial off-the-shelf items. The Army purchases non-standard items, COTS items, because they are more economical for the government to purchase and field rather than developing service-unique equipment. Many of these items represent rapidly changing technology. The Army benefits by leveraging the work of companies with a greater economy of scale than an Army unique system would have, and additionally may bring the potential for interoperability with systems external to the Army. Another advantage is that COTS systems may come with warranties and service contracts. These warranties and contracts are a concern to the field maintenance shop office. COTS equipment may increase the maintenance section's workload because COTS items are usually not part of the MTOW and non-standardized sustainment support packages. Maintenance personnel may lack the tools and training to maintain COTS items. Field maintenance and repair on an item might void any original equipment manufacturer's warranties. Tools and special tools. Commanders and leaders need to ensure that all sets, kits, outfits, and special tools are properly used and maintained, accounted for, and promptly replaced when unserviceable or lost. Field-level maintainers cannot be expected to troubleshoot, remove, or replace components properly unless the right tool is readily available and serviceable, as called for in the equipment TM. Special tool sets are required to perform maintenance on some systems. Maintainers need to proactively identify whether units they are supporting possess systems that require special tools. Units can normally order special tools for existing systems by their stock number and add them to the maintenance unit's property book. However, maintainers may need to use a different approach for newly fielded systems and systems having special tool sets not yet available for order. One technique is to contact the supported unit to find out whether they have multiple sets of the special tools. If they do, the supporting maintenance unit can request that the unit transfer a set so that the maintainer can work on the equipment. Another option is to draw up a memorandum of agreement specifying that the unit will provide the required special tools whenever it sends a system for maintenance that requires the use of those specific special tools. Repair parts management. AR-710-2 authorizes units to stock repair parts to support their maintenance mission. The inability to obtain required repair parts immediately is one of the most serious maintenance management issues. Maintenance managers need to check to ensure requests are filled out correctly to help reduce delays and prevent zero balances. Supervisors should perform regular follow-ups on all requests and ensure that maintainers order the correct part the first time, validating that the stock numbers or part numbers are in the current catalog prior to submitting requisitions. Maintainers and supervisors must ensure proper storing of sensitive Class 9 parts used to perform maintenance on weapons, COMSEC equipment, or any other materiel that is sensitive. To ensure proper storage of these Class 9 parts, units should follow AR-190-11 and local SOPs. Below are the key steps in the Class 9 requisition process that maintenance managers should know. GCSS Army verifies if the repair part is in the requesting unit's shop stock or in the supporting SSA. If the repair parts are in the unit's shop stock, GCSS Army will notify the user that they are on hand. If the repair parts are on the supporting SSA authorized supply listing, the supporting SSA will create and process a PIC ticket, creating a materiel release order. Aviation, communication, medical, and missile maintenance stocks have varying sources. The Aviation Brigade normally stocks required aviation repair parts. The Signal Battalion's C&E maintenance shop normally stocks required C&E repair parts. Medical maintenance elements maintain a limited stock of medical device repair parts. Medical logistics channels provide resupply. The missile maintenance element stocks missile-related parts. Alternate sources of supply can also be used to fill high-priority requisitions. These include controlled exchange, cannibalization points, and local purchase. If the unit obtains an item by performing one of these methods, it should capture demand and cancel or redirect open requisitions. Reparables management. Reparables management involves leaders in the areas of supply, maintenance, and finance at all levels. Maintainers should ensure when removing an old repair part, it is cleaned and tagged to be turned in to the local supporting SSA. Some repair parts will require drainage of any fluids to avoid environmental hazards during shipment. Most reparables can be repaired many times before becoming obsolete or uneconomically repairable. Therefore, maintenance managers should closely monitor to ensure timeliness and accountability. Maintenance personnel must be familiar with the MAC to understand what items are recoverable or require other means of disposition. USAMC manages the Army reparables process as part of its supply pipeline management mission. Strategic-level materiel managers count on sustainment maintenance operations to overhaul reparables as one means to replenish the supply system. Sustainment maintenance is performed by USAMC elements, normally comprised of civilians and contractors, who restore equipment to a national standard, after which the repair parts, component, accessory, assembly, sub-assembly, plug-in unit, are placed back into the Army's overall supply system. Maintainers at the unit level begin the reparable management process when they replace a reparable on Army equipment. Two items are involved: the new serviceable repair part installed on the equipment and the unserviceable repair part removed from the equipment. The Army uses the standard price and credit process, and under this process, the unit is charged the standard price, full price, for the new repair part. When the unit returns the unserviceable reparable to the supply system, credit is granted to the unit's operation and maintenance budget from the Army Working Capital Fund. With the Army's one-for-one credit policy for reparable items, units should ensure creditable returns are processed as expeditiously as possible to receive maximum credits. See ATP 4-42 for additional information on reparables management.